Here's what happened this morning with Stacey and Clayton.
I think we've talked about advent calendars every single day in December.
Yes.
You're obsessed with advent calendars.
I'm not obsessed with like having them and, you know, eating them. I'm just obsessed with the fact that they have taken over and become such a fun way to experience Christmas, honestly. You know, I was joking about how it was like getting out of hand, but people are getting so creative with it. And like I said, Fiona has a Baby Bell cheese advent calendar.
It's not just the awful tasting waxy chocolate anymore. No, there's an advent calendar for everything.
Everything.
My dog has an advent calendar.
Why not?
We got a doggy treat advent calendar. My dog will not stop staring at this thing. Just sits there and stares at it all day long. Best babysitter ever. I got an idea for an advent calendar, though. And I haven't seen too many of these around. And you can, like, do the homemade version, or we can make this into a Dragon's Den business idea, whatever. TV show advent calendars.
Okay.
So, for example, The Office. If there was an office-themed advent calendar, like day number one, it could have a little thing of Jell-O in there for the stapler and the Jell-O prank, right?
Yeah.
Day number two can have a little bit of tiramisu in there because one time they went out for lunch and, you know, the tiramisu, it's inside joke. Office fans are laughing, but you could have like
just
some...
staring
I know,
at you
could use staring at me blankly. I have no idea what you're talking about. Beets could be in there, obviously.
Yeah.
But like a Coronation Street advent calendar.
Yes.
Now I gotcha.
Little gin and tonic in that first one. Chicken pot or a hot pot recipe in another.
Yeah, see, that's the thing about the TV show advent calendars. It might need a little bit of tinkering. Like hot food in an advent calendar isn't going to work out well.
It's a nice idea.
Yeah, what would be the best TV show to have?
I feel like something like, I don't know, and I know you don't like the show, but like The Big Bang Theory had so many things in it that were, you know, part of what made the show what it was, like little figurines and stuff like that. Even Friends, the coffee shop and sweatpants.
Simpsons would be a ridiculous advent calendar. You would have to go like the Simpsons season 10 to 12 advent calendar because you couldn't even fit everything in. Let us know if there's a TV show advent calendar out there. Which TV show would you want? 938-0963. The Trailer Park Boys advent calendar would be amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Day number one. Oh, there's a joint. Day number two. Oh, there's a Ryan Coke. Day number three. Oh, there's some hash. Day number four. Another Ryan Coke. Whoa!
Adults only.
Cruise.
I was away for the weekend at a bit of a girls' trip. We rent this acreage in the middle of nowhere, basically, in Alberta somewhere. And we had such a blast in the summertime. We were like, let's go there and do like a girl's Christmas. So we roasted a turkey, stuffing, trimmings, did a Secret Santa gift exchange, stayed cozy in sweatpants and drank wine and did one of the things that I never thought I would ever do. We watched like 5-6 Hallmark Christmas movies.
Oh, gross.
I hate them so much, those movies. I know some people, it's like their favorite thing to do is watch Hallmark Christmas movies. And you know what? Whatever floats your boat. I'm not a big fan. And so what we did is we watched all these movies and just sat there collectively as a group and carved them like a roast beef.
It was like one of those celebrity roasts where the Hallmark movie is the guest of honor and all of you guys were just taking turns roasting it. Hey, I love doing that.
It was so much fun because then you actually are into watching it because that's how it works, though, is you can't believe it is possibly as bad as it is and then it gets worse.
Way worse.
And then it gets worse yet. And then it's predictable and you know what's happened. It's just, we were just chirping at this movie the whole time and it was fantastic.
Wow. I wonder if the two people that kind of have a crush on each other but haven't told each other yet end up together at the end of the movie.
Well, it depends. Is she the heir to a greeting card franchise?
Obviously.
Visiting the town in disguise so she can deliver the letter?
Or did she graduate high school, leave her hometown, and come back 10 years later for the reunion with her big corporate skyscraper job, and she comes back to the normal people of the town and she's shocked at how everything is the same?
Is she an up up-and-coming country star who's been hurt more than once, but reconnects with her high school flame, who happens to be a music man.
And he also has a dog, because guys in those movies always have a golden retriever.
Oh my God.
Every single guy in a Hallmark movie has a dog. Every single one. My wife, we kind of have the same relationship here, where she likes watching shows with me, not because, you know, she loves me, but because I give commentary on the show. Like, oh, I watch reality TV with my wife because I roast these shows. Like, there's a show, Selling Sunset. It's about estate agents in L.A. The worst human beings on the planet. The worst, worst people. Worst of the worst. I just sit there for an hour and just rip these ladies apart. And my wife doesn't even pay attention to the show. She sits there laughing at me. And it's like, can I go downstairs and play some video games? Do I have to keep watching this show? And then the next day, I'm like,
you did it to yourself.
I kind of miss ripping on those ladies. Not going to lie. It's kind of addicting. Do you remember when the Guinness Book of World Records was like the most popular thing on the planet?
Oh my God. I wanted one every year for Christmas and I never got one.
Like 1998, 1999, 2000. Right around that time, the Guinness Book of World Records, it was so popular. There was the TV show. There was a TV show for Guinness World Records where people would go on the show and try to break them. Everyone had that book on their coffee table. Now, though, the Guinness Book of World Records,
I feel like they're running out of records.
It's been done.
And now they're just like, that Joey Chestnut guy with the hot dogs, yeah, that's been done. Anything else?
It just seems like the records now, instead of being like, wow, that's interesting, it's kind of like, oh.
But they're also, you can literally break a record for almost anything.
Exactly. If you want to break the record for most Dr. Peppers tied to a kite, you can break that record today if you wanted to.
I guess.
Which, by the way, the record is 47. Everyone knows that.
Obviously.
Obviously. Why are we talking about this? No reason. Commercials. Just kidding. There's this guy named Neville Sharp. He's in Australia. He broke the Guinness Book of World Record for the loudest burp. This is what the Guinness Book of World Records is doing now, though. It went from, it was never like legit records, but like, they're using humor stuff now. Oh yeah, they were, yeah. But some are just like this loudest burp, right? They're doing like the toilet humor. By the way, this is it.
Sounds...
That's a burp.
Like an animal, actually.
It does kind of sound like a barn animal, hey? Like, that's a goat right there.
Oh my gosh, the more you hear it, the grosser it sounds.
It's really gross. 112 decibels, by the way.
Okay, I would really... I'm going to share something with you. I burp a lot.
So does my wife, Brenly.
And I feel like I need to get a little decibel recorder, because there are a number of times where I have burped and I have scared Fiona.
Well, the thing is, this is the male category. There is a female loudest burp as well.
What?
I know.
That's sexist.
Apparently, it's 110 decibels. It's less.
Well, that's stupid.
I'm telling you right now, I think you're onto something here. It's always, oh, guys burp, nay, nay.
I have a tone for one of the burps that I can do, which is like, I don't know, it's so repulsive.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I just want to know. I want to know my decibels.
Oh, to the ladies that burp out there, call or text us, 306-938-0963. Be proud. Like, my wife, best burper I've ever seen in my entire life. Holy.
It's a skill, but I'm not going to lie.
And now it's time for another edition of That One Friend.
We all have that one friend with a cracked phone screen. And now we're not talking just one or two small ones in the corner. No, the whole screen is obliterated with literal chunks of glass missing from it.
Fun fact about this friend, they have a catchphrase. I'm just gonna wait for my upgrade. If you had a nickel for every time you heard this friend say, I'm just gonna wait for my upgrade, you'd have enough money to buy them a new phone.
The broken phone friend always seems to have a job that requires them to be on their phone all the time. So they're checking emails, they're taking calls, they're taking photos with the phone. That's actually an insult to technology.
It's their own fault, though. Does this friend ever have a case on their phone? Absolutely not. Why? Because it feels weird in my pocket. That's their only excuse.
The phone, though, does have a superpower. It never dies. It's like one of those vampires from Twilight. This friend can spill a pint on the phone, accidentally run over it, drop it off the balcony, leave it outside in minus 40 degree weather, and it still works.
Well, other than the screen, that still looks like shit.
Captain Bad Screen, we all have that one friend.
Every year, Stacey and I MC Swinging with the Stars. Mm-hmm. Well, except for last year, it didn't happen because
or
of COVID.
The year before.
But before that, one of our favorite nights of the year. Mm-hmm. Swinging with the Stars is such a great fundraiser, and it's just so much fun. You get to dress up. And
the dancing is amazing. Amazing.
Well, this year the dancing might go down a notch.
When I say amazing, I can mean amazingly good or amazingly bad.
Oh, it's going to be amazingly bad this year because on top of emceeing it, I'm also dancing in it this year as well. My wife, Brenly, and I are going to be dancing and Swinging with the Stars. My wife has danced since she was about 4 years old. Mm-hmm. My wife owns a dance studio here in Saskatoon.
This is all making so much sense.
Yeah, except for me. I'm useless. I am Elaine from Seinfeld. I can't dance.
I don't think I've ever seen you. Well, I saw you dance at your wedding. What am I talking about?
Yeah,
but
everyone dances
like
at their
dance.
Wedding, though. Yeah, right. Like slow dance.
Left foot, right foot.
It wasn't even like a fancy dance. It was like the grade 6 elementary school slow dance where you're so nervous. You're like, oh, where do I look? What do I do? Do I make eye contact? I just married this person.
I'm so nervous.
But I'm not good at any kind of dancing. I'm all elbows when I dance.
Okay.
Which sounds bad. I'm like Scott Stevens skating in the neutral zone. I'm elbowing people left and right. I'm horrible at dancing, and I feel bad. I'm going to embarrass my wife. It's not for that, right? It's just a great fundraiser.
Maybe you should just do the twist then. There's lots of elbows in that.
See, we already have
chicken dance?
An idea. We already have an idea for what we're going to do. We just have to execute it, right? Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of movement, a lot of knee bending, a lot of hips. Like, I'm useless with my hips. I can't use my hips. I just end up looking like I'm thrusting, doing sexy dances the whole time.
Oh,
and that's
boy.
Awkward. It's
You're,
just...
You know what? You're really selling this.
I know.
I can't wait to see it.
So, yeah, if you hate my guts and you want to see me crash and burn, fall on my face, Swing with the Stars, January 29th. It's all going to help out the Saskatoon City Hospital Foundation. It's going to be fun. I'm going to be distracted, though. I'm going to be doing the emceeing and the dancing as well. You're going to have to carry the team.
I can pull up your socks, pick up your slack. What?
Make sure you do a better job on January 29th than that. I was watching the news yesterday, and they were talking about Christmas, and even though there are no restrictions on indoor gatherings, mm-hmm. recommendation is keep it to 10 or under and make sure people have their vaccination passports, all that kind of thing. The news said that make sure, like, you check.
Yeah. Everyone's status.
Don't trust your family's word. Double check and make sure they actually have it, right? I kind of felt that was not weird or aggressive, just those are the times we're living in now.
Well, exactly. That's what Christmas is now.
Like, so if you're having Christmas, you have to double check. Do you need, like, a bouncer?
A vaccine bouncer? Yes.
A vaccine passport bouncer at the front door of your house for Christmas? Oh, Auntie Jane, nice to see ya. Yeah, let me check here.
Can I see some ID?
Let me see some ID, Auntie Jane. Like, does the classic bouncer look at the ID?
Yeah.
Look back up. Look back at the ID. Look back up. Do the, okay. What are you talking about, right? Like, I think having a vaccine bounce, that would be kind of funny at Christmas. Like, if you're one of those families that likes to kind of, you know.
Yeah, you can make light of it.
You're loosey-goosey with things, make light of it. Yeah.
The bouncer could be like, oh, look.
Exactly.
It's little Trina. Hey, Trina, how's swimming class going? Let me see your ID, Trina.
Just the possibilities.
Uncle Rick is such a hard ass.
It's just, Christmas is, again, going to be different this year. Because, like, last year, it was super different.
Well, at least nothing.
At least this year, it can be a little bit the same. Are you guys, like, what's your vibe with Christmas right now with your family?
Well, with my family, like, my side, it's just the four of us. Like, it's a pretty small family to begin with.
Yeah.
And we take Fiona to see my grandparents, or to my parents all the time, so it's not going to be a big deal. Sean's family's a little bigger. We're still, you know, figuring that out.
Mm-hmm.
But I like the idea of a bouncer. Like when you go to a wedding and there's someone doing the guest book.
Oh, yeah, at the front, yeah.
You know, it's usually like the junior bridesmaid or something. Maybe you could get it to be a sweet old grandma, and then nobody would be like, no one would give her grief.
Oh, I would like right? the 10-year-old bouncer, like the 10-year-old daughter vaccine bouncer. Let's see some ID, please. Now, that would be adorable.
You know when you drive along the highway and you see those signs for like a deer crossing or there are in the next 25 kilometers, moose have been spotted. Mm-hmm. I myself always used to think that it was like, hey, get ready. You're going to see a moose. And I'd be like, if I don't see a moose in the next 25 kilometers, I'm going to be incredibly disappointed. Anyway, it's for you to basically keep an eye out for them. In Alberta, an 18-year-old girl thought that the moose drawing on the signs just didn't look good enough. So she redrew it, submitted it to the government. Mm-hmm. They liked it, approved it, and now use it on the signs along Alberta highways.
Good.
Is that how that works? Where you're like, you know what? These stop signs we're using, looking a little stale. Thought I'd jazz them up a bit. I made them blue, changed the font to Comic Sans. What do you guys think?
Well, as the chief sign art officer here at Cruise, the CS... I can't remember the acronym there. I kind of like that, though. Like, just, you know, I don't like it. Gonna do something about it. Boom. You don't just go to the comment section and be like, I'm mad. That doesn't do anything, right? Learn from this person. Doesn't like something. And even though it's pretty non-important.
I'm gonna post it. I'll share it to the Cruise Facebook page because you can see the difference in the two moose, I guess. I do see a difference. The rack looks much better on the new one, if you ask me. Snout's bigger on the new one, and he's got more of a neck. Like, I think it's a big old bull, right? Mm-hmm. He's got a very large neck. I don't know. I just thought it was weird that she was like, you guys, I don't like what you're doing. Here, try this. And they were like, okay.
Can I just say, I love any conversation that ends with that. I don't know.
Yeah.
Any conversation that... Yeah, I don't know.
I got nothing.
Just the
ow. I'm defeated, okay?
The I don't know with the no D in there. The I don't know. Those are the best.
Stacey and Clayton, weekday mornings 6 to 10 on Cruise.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.